like very much to be able to try to finish the first parak tomorrow. If we finish tomorrow, there'll be 1 week on the first parak. At that rate, we go after camp. The parak a week will take us after the season is over, but I'll stay late. I don't know if they'll allow that. But at least we should try not to go beyond that quote if we can avoid it. We'll see. We were discussing yesterday the bagel situation. The Ramban, both in Sochem and the Mohammed Hashem, after the season is over, but I'll stay late. I don't know if they'll allow that. But at least we should try not to go beyond that quote if we can avoid it. We'll see. We were discussing yesterday the bagel situation. The Ramban, both in Sochem and the Mohammed Hashem, as well as in his Kedushin of Avodah Zarah, Chayin Dalit, mentions the Svara, according to one opinion in the Yerushalmi, which seems to indicate that perhaps a bagel might, if it is edible, after it is, let's just review, what is a bagel? A bagel, they take a hard dough, they dunk it in boiling water, it's called chalita, and then they bake it. Now, there are different ways of making bagels. I'm not an expert in bagels, but sometimes I'm told that the bagels can actually be ready to, can be fit to be eaten before they get to the oven. The boiling water is so hot and so powerful that it can make the bagel edible before it ever sees the oven proper. So in that kind of circumstance, the Ramban is according to one day according to one opinion, it would be potter min ha'achala, and perhaps his bracha would be a bar min ha'mezonos as well. Why? What's the hesber? B'chor, what the Ramban is saying is as follows: that there is a din, you need what we call afia b'tanur. I'm sorry, even called the pasuk. Rather sad context, whatever the context might be, it still says that the ofu, that's right, b'tanur. Bafu dat betana. That afia is only betana. That means that you need that the oven create the state of lechem. That means before it went into the oven, it was inedible. It was not royal achila. Now that it goes to the oven, it's edible. It's royal achila. But if it's edible before, if it sees the oven, then perhaps it's not considered to be in the category of lech. Interestingly, the Ramban in Avodah Zarah compares it to Isis HaKlovin, which is a very strange comparison at first glance. Isis HaKlovin is a perfect, normal, regular dough, at least according to one opinion in Yerushalmi, except then it is it's made for the purpose of giving it to a dog. What's the connection? So perhaps the Parashim already has the kasha. What's the connection? So I think the answer is maybe. The idea of lechem is you want that the tanner should create a shem lechem l'achilas adam. If before it went to the tanner, it was not fit for human consumption, and now that it's into the tanner, it's now ready for human consumption. So one of two things: either it was fit for human consumption before it went into the tanner, or it is made for animal consumption when it comes out of the tanner. So the question is as follows: what will happen if you had in mind from the beginning to be mitzar for later on? So the chara it's chayv. Why? What are we doing? What do we do in our situations? You divide it into small pieces, and then you plan to be mitzar for it at the end. So therefore, even according to Rabbeinu Simcha, we are chayv because we are going to reunite them at the end. In other words, in theory, there's a story even if you're not going to give it to other people, you're going to keep it for yourself. But even Rabbeinu Simcha, who says that, agrees that if you're going to reunite it under one roof, under one one basket, or under one towel, as they usually do, you're chayav. That's how the base of Ephraim says. Ephraim Zalman Margolius, he's always trying to find justification for the Minhag Yisroel. We had him by Erevin, we had him by... The only idea is really trying to find the justification of the kula. He's trying to find a justification of the chumra. Why Klai Yisrael is mizmach to take chal out of Nazim Chalik? No, because it's going to be reunited. This is the Pisach Tshuva quotes, one I asked to be seen. It's end of Sipkot and Beis. He also quotes the Divrei Chamudos. Interesting. Divrei Chamudos says, if you plan to bake the whole lot in one shot, you're chayim. A new verse. I'm going to bake it separately. I'll make one now, one roll tomorrow. Then you're puzzled. I'm going to bake the whole thing in one shot, which is what usually happens in our case. You bake the whole thing together, at least a shiur challah together, if you can fit it into your oven. So then, you're chayim. Finally, for today anyway, the Chazon Ish has his word. Unbelievable, he's against everybody. The Chazon Ish learns that the expression of l'chalek means to be really l'chalek. So l'chalek to the point that you don't, your makbid, that you don't want them to touch each other. You doctor don't want to touch each other. Stam shnai makbidim. Their makbid, the isos shouldn't touch each other. So, as the Chazon Ish, if I'm a baker, either professionally or in my own kitchen, and I take a lot of, I have big dough, and I divide the small little rolls, does it bother them to touch each other? They usually touch each other, as a matter of fact. If you see by the challah, they become attached. If they don't, you're not makbid that they shouldn't adopt. They have a healer's shot in this fashion. It's against the grow. The grow has a kasha and the makaba, low duck. It's a cotton dollar. I says, no, it's duck. That's the nature of the p'tur is. I'm not challah that you're makbid they shouldn't touch. So we had a number of explanations of why the minigas is to be makbid challah, despite the fact that we are doing it. I'm not challah. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue.